John Sweet Librans, Funny Librans, I don't care what you want to call this audio anymore, because Johnny Waxman is only doing one version, and it's uplifting Librans, so you've got to work out whether I'm telling you the truth, or whether I'm uplifting you, whether I'm being sarcastic, or whether I'm being funny. You've got to work it out for yourself now. You're only going to get one version of Johnny Waxman. I never, ever took certain things in life so seriously. I was always a naughty boy, a happy-go-lucky person. And all the greatest things I've ever done in my life, and I mean the absolute greatest things I've ever done in my life, were the naughtiest things, but they were also the happiest moments of my life. I never forget the happiest moment. Why? Because that's who I am. So as an astrologer, whilst other astrologers might be defining for all Librans, you're fucked, you're absolutely screwed at the moment, because there are no planets in Libra. No planets in your star sign means your life is codependent on other people. Now, if you haven't got a loving boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, then you're all alone, isolated, you're all alone without any relationships in your life, you're all alone, you're probably crying your eyes out because nobody loves you, nobody wants you, nobody wants anything to do with you. No, everyone's blocked you on WhatsApp, they don't give a shit about you anymore because you hurt them, you were argumentative, you were a troublemaker, you were troublesome, you were toxic, you were horrible, so now they don't give a shit about you. People don't give a shit about you because of no planets in Libra making them give a shit about you. And you, more than likely, don't even give a shit about them. You're just feeling sorry for yourself, for those of you on the open internet. You're sorry for yourself that you've got nobody, right? You've got nobody. And you probably don't even want anybody. Because relationships for toxic Librans is hard work. Oh, I don't want a boyfriend because he's going to be hard work. Oh, I don't want a girlfriend because he's going to be hard work. Librans, when you think, think back to your relationships, you've been damaged before. Oh, no, I don't want it. Oh, I don't want it. Don't want love life. I don't want it because it's going to cost me money, those stingy Librans. Oh, no, if I go on a date with a girl, I go on a date with a boy, it's going to cost me money. Oh, I don't want that. You're too stingy. You love money more than you love people. So therefore, you're tight. You're tight. You're horrible. You're tight. So nobody wants you. You've got no planets in Libra. Nobody wants you. Business, if you're not adapting and working with the astrological energies right now, then you're being stubborn and you want to be in the same business. You want the same career that you chose 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. Well, it's all changed. And because it's all changed and you're not adapting, so you're fucked as well. So you're feeling absolutely fucked. The more fucked you are, the more you're hating the way your situation is right now, the more stress you're actually feeling inside you, the happier I am. And the reason is because the only time a Libra makes a change is when you feel absolutely fucked. You feel, I can't take it anymore. And I'll share with you something that happened to me back in December 2012, as you remember me or know of me. December 2012, I was living in London and I fucking hated it. Oh, I hated it so much. I cried. I came to Poland for that weekend. I cried on a Sunday evening on the 8th or 9th or 10th of December. I can't remember which evening it was, what date it was. But it was December, the first weekend of December. I came to Poland. I came to the rabbi and I cried. I don't want to live in London anymore. Save me. Help me. Make a miracle for me. And a miracle happened. And that's the beauty of understanding moon astrology. Your emotions override what Jupiter and Saturn and Mars are saying. Your emotions at the full moon on 24th of April, the full moon in Scorpio is a very truthful full moon, and your emotions override everything. And if you really, really want something, however illogical it might seem, if you really, really want a loving relationship, if you really want that person, if you really, really, really want success in business, if you really want money, you can achieve it. But your emotions have got to really want it. And when you really want it, you've got to say you really want it and do something about it. You can't just say, I want it. Like, you know, some people, now you have to be, take me a pinch of salt, but some people treat God like a donkey. They treat God like their slave. They go to church and synagogue, they light a candle and say, right, God, make a miracle for me. God, do this for me. God, do that for me. God, do this for me. God, do that for me. I mean, that's really, they treat like God like a donkey. That's terrible. God is not your slave. God is not your donkey. God is there to listen to what God's messages are. And God's planets, especially the moon, the emotional energy, the full moon in Scorpio, God is sending you a message. And God is telling you to love everybody you're destined and born to love. God is also directing you to appreciate the gift of life. Now, if you don't appreciate the gift of life and you don't love anybody, there's something wrong with you. There's something mentally wrong with you. You don't need an astrologer. You need a psychiatrist. So the message of the full moon is love life. When you love life, life will love you back. When you love other people, when you work with other people, then you're being a proper Libra and other people will work with you. The Pluto in Aquarius is a change. I know it's a dramatic change. It's baffling everybody. It's disturbing everybody. But a change means adapting. Adapting and changing our attitude. If you've been a miserable Libra, negative Libra, a grumpy Libra, you've got to change. Whether you change today or next week or next month's full moon or the month after or the month after or the month after, but you've got to change because there are no planets in Libra and therefore force changes up upon you. Adapting changes are others' free-willing changes, but the changes are created by your emotions because your emotions can't take it anymore.